Albany Medical Center's $110 million plan to replace two city blocks in Park South with new residential, commercial, and retail space is up for discussion at tonight's Common Council meeting at Albany City Hall. First Ward Albany Common Council member Dom Calcellaro.
Around 6-7 years ago, we did a urban renewal plan for the Park South neighborhood, and there's a few amendments coming up. There's a proposal by Albany Med to build a parking garage, about 250 units of apartments, and some more, another office building, some more retail space. We need to amend the original urban renewal plan because the buildings are going to be taller than what was in the plan, and the parking garage is going to be almost twice the size.
10th Ward Council Member Leah Golby says that parking garage is the subject of much concern.
Of the major modifications, that is the issue that I'm hearing from people about in terms of their concern. Overall, though, most people are very excited about the overall plan. The housing in particular, they're very excited about.
The public is invited to weigh in and discuss the issues. Calcellaro especially wants to hear from those concerned about the parking lot expansion and the elimination of more residential space.
It's the nature of the neighborhood changing a little bit because it's going from one and two family houses to apartment buildings and a parking garage. So that's why I think we need to hear from the people and see how they think it's going to impact the neighborhood.
I asked Calcellaro about residents whose housing spaces are slated to be demolished.
The Albany Med owns all the buildings over there now, and I think there are somewhere between 35 and 40 or so people still living in some of those houses. But Albany Med did set up a relocation plan to help them move, help them with expenses, help them find places.
Calcellaro adds that by the time the few remaining residents leave, all of the required permits for construction will be in place. For several years now, Albany Med has owned most of the buildings along Myrtle Avenue, Morris Street, and parts of Dana Avenue between New Scotland Avenue and Robbins Street. The Common Council meets in City Hall at 7 p.m. An hour earlier, Schenectady County residents are invited to the county office building on State Street to air their views on the county's proposed fiscal year 2014 budget. Under the $299 million plan, property taxes would go up 0.75%. Legislator Philip Fields, Ways and Means Committee Chairman, told the Times Union the new county spending plan would stay within the state-mandated 2% tax cap. Some 24 county jobs could be eliminated if the budget passes Tuesday's scheduled vote. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.